The measure restricts traditional public schools' revenue in three ways. It further cuts property taxes, which make up a significant amount of schools' funding. It prohibits county governments from sharing local income taxes with schools. And starting in 2028, it requires some districts to share their property tax revenue with local charter schools. Scott Bowling is executive director of the Indiana Association of School Business Officials. He says schools are not the only local government units that will lose money, but they're in a unique position because they can't raise or even receive local income taxes to recoup costs.
We don't have any of that. And looking forward, it's going to present some big challenges for school districts.
Bowling says schools will struggle to keep up with inflation and will likely put off things like important maintenance and building repairs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.